Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning, Jimmy.
Playing the Sisters of Mercy. Lord have mercy. Okay.
There you go again. I thought I set you straight yesterday.
Well, you just unstraightened it then. Kentucky, please. Donald Trump is expected to select South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as the Homeland Security Secretary.
You're kidding me.
I love her.
The dog killer?
Yes, the governor of the Mount Rushmore state since 2019. She was considered as a vice presidential candidate. Again, you know, the Democrats are putting something wrong again, saying Trump doesn't like to have strong women around. Many of them too much stronger in public life than Kristi Noem. And Homeland Secretary would be one of his, I guess, biggest agencies. Because I didn't either. But that's the, you know, so much, that's his number one deal, I guess. Maybe the economy was one, but it was tied for one with immigration, and that's the person that's going to be there. Now, Tom Homan is going to be the border czar. He will serve as acting director of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. He's in charge of the deportation, if there are any deportations. He was the architect of the Trump administration's controversial family separation policy, which was also, I think, the Obama's policy. He will oversee whatever's going to go on with all this. Private prison stocks rose sharply yesterday. You know, there's a Corrections Corporation of America out of Nashville that operates many private prisons around the country. That's what states decided. If they were going to expand prisons, they really needed to do it with private enterprise, and that's come and gone as a good idea, but we'll see what happens with that. Now, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who is the acting, maybe the senior senator from Florida, I think he is expected to be tapped Secretary of State. Now, he's been actively in the last number of months campaigning for Trump, and I think they've gotten along real well, and that's another position that's, that's always extremely important, and I can see why he would leave the Senate. Hard to get elected president out of the Senate. It can be done, but usually it fails. A lot of Romney, McCain, you could keep the list is very long. If he does this well in 4 years, I could see him running for president, and he could very well win. That's just a little four-year-out prediction. Marco Rubio. So let's see what happens with him. He's got several other people. You know, he's got to be careful, even though he may like somebody in the Senate and may like somebody in the House of Representatives, they don't have that big a head start to be plucking people out of there and getting back into the election thing again, particularly in the House. That's going to be narrow. They've still got 10 seats that are 10 elections that have not been called yet. So next thing, it'll happen this week, Rick Scott versus John Thune and John Cornyn. That'll be a secret vote, so Trump doesn't really get – he can say what he likes, but it's a secret vote. So it's going to be one of the Johns, they think, and not Rick Scott. And it's supposed to be a pretty close election there. So that could be interesting, all these picks. But, yeah, Kristi Noem, she's tough. And
you know,
that's a tough job.
Again, this is taking me by surprise, but if she might be very good at an appointed job, because I got to tell you, this is a woman, at least in for now, maybe forever, has zero chance of being elected.
Right.
So,
but boy,
if she's going to serve in government, being appointed,
you think she can take the heat? I think she can take the heat, and there's going to be a lot of heat pointed at her as Homeland Security Secretary, as this last guy learned, because you know the opposing forces are going to just, you know, give it to her all the time. So we shall see. In other news, Salesforce is hiring 1,000 people to sell its new AI product. It's customer support and other tasks without human intervention. And boy, that is coming on the Concorde. Boy, talking to, you know, call American Express, you get AI. I did that the other day. And I don't care how loud you yell, human, person, thing, you know, just anything, it doesn't matter. It's hardcore. So Mattel accidentally put a URL of a porn site on the packaging for the new Wicked dolls. That was a big problem. They had to.
It's supposed to be Wicked movie.
Yeah.
And they just said Wicked.
Yeah. It was bad. NBC Universal redesigning its LA headquarters to look more like a college campus. We know that Boeing's head of quality will retire next month after a year on the row. I guess he wasn't good enough. Costco recalling 80,000 pounds of butter because the labels failed to mention that it includes milk. And that didn't go with the Costco guys. Oh, let's see. I'm just trying to jump
Aren't
over.
Aren't you supposed
some
to know
oh,
that
yeah.
milk is in butter?
I guess not. But they didn't go to that. They didn't go to that day of home ec, I guess. I don't know. Looking here, this is very confusing, but one of the things that Secretary of State, if it ever gets to that point, because it's happening a little too fast, is these North Korean troops massing with the Russian troops on the Ukraine border. And if they do get into the fight, NATO is not so sure they might need to go in. So this thing could turn real fast, real quick, even in the Biden administration here as we head toward winter. So they
See,
may
that's the thing.
To make a move.
You have a president-elect that says, I'll end that war in 24 hours. This war may yep. be over one way or the other.
In 24 hours, yeah. It could be. There are any number of things that could happen in wild cards. It depends on how Russia wants to play it. But I don't know. It sounds pretty scary, actually. So stay tuned. Don't ignore that story when you know, I think a lot of people hear that word Ukraine, they just move on to the next thing or jump over it.
No, we brought it up earlier this hour. I agree.
Yeah, probably shouldn't jump it over, not for a little while. Atmospheric rivers, back-to-back snow and rain in the Pacific Northwest and Northern California this week. Yeah, they've had some crazy weather out west of Texas and north and northwest of Texas. Colorado, New Mexico, they got feet of snow. I heard 40 inches in some of these places. It's quite crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now page two with the rather opinionated Jimmy Carter.
We have three toys going into the Toy Hall of Fame this morning. The winners are My Little Pony, Phase 10 card game, and Transformers.
All right.
I never heard of Phase 10 until 2 or 3 years ago, and I got somebody wanted to play it, and they taught me. What a fun game that was, if people still play card games. My Little Pony is being redone, and even every day it just gets bigger. It gets, you know, kind of goes out of style for a minute, comes back in. And Transformers, they're in the animated world now, and that is a great toy game thing. I haven't seen anybody of my little boys getting into it lately, but they will. And they're into airplanes, fire trucks, trains.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Trucks and stuff. Yeah, they love all that stuff. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, is preparing for a possible forced exit under Trump. I think that's got all the possibilities. The Democrat in Arizona did defeat Carrie Lake, and he is Arizona's first Latino senator. Yeah, she was always a difficult sell and was always a photo finish in all her elections, but never quite enough to put her over the top. Representative Mike Waltz, I'm not sure where he's from, but he is the new national security advisor under Trump. And a former Representative Lee Zeldin is going to lead the EPA. Tom Cruise's 8th Mission Impossible is called Final Reckoning. Watched the preview of that yesterday, and good Lord, the boy jumps and swims and flies and falls and scuba dives and goes to a wrecked submarine. And
still does all his own personal stunts, or personally does all the stunts?
I think a real lot of it, because insurance keeps you from doing certain things. But I think as long as, see, now they can tie you on to something pretty good and make it look like you're not, and they can erase each thing, you know, with AI can erase all kinds of different things that used to have a hard time doing, you know, wires that held you up and stuff like that. So they're not going to let him die in any of these stunts, but they sure look like they're going to. Kevin Costner said he didn't watch it. I didn't do this story yet, did I? And we talked about
it. No, we talked about it off the air, yeah.
Okay. He said he didn't see it. He said, I heard it's a suicide, so that doesn't make me want to go see it. But he didn't know the whole story. He said he thought he was going to be in it because he saw himself in the promos. Because they did use Kevin Costner quite extensively in the commercials. And you do. There's a couple of scenes, I think, that were flashbacks at the very first of the show where you might have seen him. But there was so much lead-up and everything, it's confusing. But the whole thing is it's a hit murder on the governor, and that's what they're going to be trying to prove the next 4 or 5 episodes until it's over.
Spoiler alert.
15th.
By the way, Jimmy.
Well, yeah, if you haven't watched it already, you're not that big a fan, probably. And
I plan on it. It doesn't bother me knowing. I mean, I wanted to know, strangely. But Variety, the Bible of show business, I always say, just 15 minutes ago, posted or published for the first time, the return of Yellowstone on Sunday night delivered the show's biggest premiere night audience ever. Was 16.4 million viewers. And again, that's not on a major network.
I mean, I got to see how they added this up. It was on CBS.
Oh, it was? It does say that. Yeah, it does say.
Across cable and CBS.
Includes CBS and 8 cable networks. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they were at CMT. It was on MTV. It was on everything. So 16 million, you put your spots on there and it's going to be okay.
It
so
had 8.8 directly on the Paramount Network.
Yeah, that's huge. Huge for a cable number, unless it was sports. So I'm sure they're reasonably, that's why they didn't put the number out yesterday though, because on CBS it's probably 4 or 5 million, which is normal. And you know, that wasn't good enough to release those ratings yesterday. They had to wait till they could put the Paramount stuff on there. And piled on together, that's a big, reasonably big number. I watched last night all hour and 45 minutes of Music by John Williams on Disney Plus. Oh, my goodness, what a great, great show that is. I learned so much about him. You know, I said, what did John Williams do? All right. He did the scores and the theme songs for all 9 Star Wars, 3 Harry Potters, Jaws, Close Encounters, Raiders, Indiana Jones, Schindler's List, Home Alone, The Olympic Fanfare, Superman, E.T., Jurassic Park, Valley of the Dolls, Towering Inferno, the NBC Nightly News, Sunday Night Football, Lost in Space, played piano on Peter Gunn, and scored the pilot of Gilligan's Island, and a lot of others. Is that a resume or what?
That's a resume, yes. The soundtrack of my life.
Soundtrack of all our lives and the greatest composer of our lifetime. He is 90, I believe, 3 years old or something like that right now. Still writing, still doing. And boy, you know, and then George Lucas said it in this documentary. Never heard it quite said like this, but it's true. He said, in the first Star Wars film, music is 50% of the success. I can barely right now name a couple of iconic great scenes in Star Wars. The first one, I remember the cantina scene. I remember when they blow up the Death Star and they go, yoo-hoo! And I can remember a couple others, but not really. But I can sit there and start doing all the music cues, done, and all those, and it was just unbelievable, the music he created for that movie. And Lucas said there wouldn't have been a successful Star Wars without the John Williams music, and I think that's probably right. So highly recommended on Disney Plus. You know, show some discipline. Rent the thing and then cancel it after you watch the show. It's $14, so it'd be well worth $14 like you'd pay at a theater to watch something. Music by John Williams, America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
That's actually pretty good. That's really good.
And that's pretty good. Second season has been renewed at Netflix, and that's all we got time for.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That's the report, and you're sticking with it. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, of course, Schwertner Farm and Ranch, and the Prime Bank of Texas. Coming up on 8 o'clock here this morning with Eric and Bob, and more to come here on your radio dial or your Odyssey app or any of the other many available apps that you can listen to us on, including TuneIn and the one up there in Rockdale. Stay tuned for more from our Austin studios, 95.9 Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.